The Burt Show.
It's my favorite segment on The Burt Show when I'm not in the hot seat. So it is my favorite segment this week because Mo is in the hot seat for Plead the Fifth. Five really uncomfortable questions designed to make him cringe. He could take one of them and go, you know what, I'm just going to plead the fifth on that one, if he's yeller.
Never have, never will.
Uh-huh. And Mo, I thought of one coming in. I'm not afraid to say it's from me. I just want to know this. You've talked about recently gambling, or you had a chance to win $5,000 on the Super Bowl.
Womp womp.
So,
see how he's got to bring that up? Starting the day off.
Tommy, it's Friday.
Starting it with Friday morning like this.
This is going to be a multi-question. The sentence continues, so you got to answer all this stuff.
It counts as three questions.
No.
The comma, runners plead the fifth, not plead comma, the fifth or eight.
Nope, it's comma, comma, and. That's what we're going to call plead the fifth today. Comma, comma, and.
Uh-huh.
All right. So when you've gambled, what is the most you've ever won and what is the most you've ever lost? And the quick stories behind each.
Oh, that's not bad.
Okay. Comma, comma, and.
Right. The most I ever won, I really don't know. Probably 10,000.
Whoa. 10,000. What was
How?
That? What was that bet on?
Football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit a parlay once that I think I hit for about $9,000.
What team? Or, like, did the person, was there a certain person that played?
Nah.
Not the Cowboys.
You can bet on the Cowboys losing,
Abby. Yeah, I was about to say.
The year when I used to do teams. I would pick, like, five different teams, and you got to choose which five you think will win. And one time, I hit for, like, 2 weeks in a row. You could do it for however many weeks you want, and I hit for, like, 2 weeks in a row.
Wow. And your loss, biggest?
I don't lose. See, when I lose, people think I lost $5,000, but in reality, I lost $50 because it was a $50 buy-in. Yeah. So I really don't bet that much to lose that much.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? So I really haven't lost probably more than maybe $250.
Yeah, if you missed that part of the show, Mo is part of a pool that he put $50 in the very first week of the NFL. Came down to the very last week, and it was between him and one other person for $5,000. Dude calls Mo up and says, you know what? You take $2,500. I'll take $2,500. And we all go away happy. And Mo said, nah, I'm going to go for the full $5,000.
Grandma told me go big or go home.
And
I went home.
You went home.
with zero.
Yeah, I did.
I wanted to come in that Monday morning because I made a bet on one of those betting sites that night, and I would have won $10,000.
Shut up.
And it was looking good there for a while, but then the third quarter, it was over.
Yeah, normally how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. If your grandmother changed her opinion about your girlfriend right now, would you reconsider dating your current girl?
Ooh. So something happens between you and your girl. You tell your grandmother about it, and she's like, oh, I thought that was a good woman. She is rotten.
Nah. No, I wouldn't change my opinion.
No.
At this point in my life, my grandmother's opinion means a lot to me, but my opinion means a little bit more.
Yeah, and she's also responsible for you losing that cash in the Super Bowl. We can tie these two together.
You probably should ask this question in about a year. I'm still upset about that.
Your grandma's on line five, and the comment beside her name says, what? All right. Has anyone said something on air that bothered you or offended you?
I think that question can be tweaked to when's the last time?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
When's the last one?
The last time, I don't take them home and write them down. I don't really remember.
Sometimes you can't remember what the person says, but you remember how they made you feel.
No, sincerely, it's exactly that. I don't think anyone has ever, like, bothered or offended is a lot for me. It takes a lot for me to be offended. I don't think I've ever walked away and like took it personal. But there's been times when just being black in a room of the only black guy in the room, things are said all the time.
I was about to say, was your response something like, white people?
In my head.
It's probably not so much, I'm not trying to fill your mouth with words, but it's probably not so much offended as it is, they just don't know.
It's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody's ever done it purposely. Maybe. I don't know. But it's things that's like, ooh, yeah, that I felt that one as a black person.
All right. I think we're on question number three. Which member of the Burt Show?
Wait, what?
Three.
Yeah, it feels like it's 12.
I told you, comic on my hand to get you. Which member of the Burt Show would you least want to change lives with?
Oh, that's so easy.
Oh, Cassie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Cass. Across the board. Cass going through a few things right now. I'm sorry.
You can eliminate that question from this point forward for anybody until things start turning around.
That RV is nice.
As an option.
I'm telling you.
It's nice when it's optional to live in it.
It's like super
I think
nice.
Most people will take a house that doesn't have wheels.
Yeah. Think so.
Although my RV has an island and my real kitchen does not.
Is that right?
Yes. Now,
I would think that an RV, it's maybe a bad analogy, is a little bit like a hospital room in that it doesn't matter how big it is. At some point, it starts to feel real small when you're elbow to elbow with your husband and two kids.
It's honestly not that bad, but we have our backyard, so we spend a lot of time outside. It's the storage of stuff. Like, if you notice, I wear the same five outfits because I don't have room for clothes and there's not a lot of sleeping room. And when you walk, the entire RV bounces. So if you're in bed, all of a sudden you're bouncing up and down and not in the fun way just because someone's walking through the kitchen.
Right.
But otherwise, honestly, it's not that bad. Did you hear how high-pitched my voice got?
Yeah,
right. It's actually pretty great.
I can't figure out why you hate my house. I have offered it so many times. I'm out of town so much, and I keep offering it to her. I think what I'm doing is I am putting how I would feel about living in an RV on you, and it may be way more acceptable. So I keep begging her, like, I'm going to be out of town. Even if I'm in town, you could be downstairs and have more room. And she's like, nope, anything but that.
No. You've been so kind about it. It's the kids are comfortable in the space that they know, and so it would be going to a new space without their stuff, and then they're going to be more of a handful to manage. And so while the more space would be glorious, and it is so kind of you, it's more work with the kids.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'd rather just stay in my tuna can.
Okay, I won't take
but
it personal.
But thank you.
Mo, you're in the home stretch. Number four.
What? This one, sentence. Period. comma.
What is, the biggest misconception, and you think listeners have about you?
Ooh.
That's a good question. I think it's a few. The one that I think probably stands out the most for me is I think not only listeners, I just think people in general take the fact that I am to myself as I think I'm better than people. I see that a lot.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, I get that all the time. And it's like, nah, I feel safe and comfortable with myself. That's really all it is.
People don't understand that you really are, like, truly an introvert.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think it's just a me thing. I think that's just across the board for introverts. Like, people tend to think that, like, that's why you kind of stay to yourself, or that's why, because your trust issues and all of that keep you to yourself. And they take it as you're just, oh, you want to be apart from the group, or you think you're better than the group. And it's like, nah, it's not that at all. Stop.
Do you guys get that from family?
What's that?
That they think you're better than them.
Uh-uh.
Sometimes I feel like I get that.
Yeah.
And they're right. Is it true?
You didn't ask the first question.
Abby. That's only four.
That's only four?
See? That's what I'm saying.
It's played the 50th.
Comma, comma, and.
All right. We're 9 minutes into it.
We had a lot of side conversations
that
sprung off of these amazing questions. Last one. Why does marriage scare you more than having kids?
Marriage does not scare me. I think that's another misconception. I don't understand marriage. I don't understand a lot of the concepts of marriage. And I feel like we have gotten away from the true institution of marriage today to where now I'm not so sure that it still has the same meaning that it used to. But I'm not afraid of it.
Thank you, Miss America, for that answer.
Yeah, right. What does that mean, though? It doesn't have the same meaning as it used to.
There's a lot, but I feel like, okay, I'll give you an example. I feel like if I'm going to get married to someone, I want them to want to get married to me, not to just want to be married. So a lot of the times when I hear women say, if you don't marry me, then I'm leaving, then that tells me that you don't want to be married to me.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to be married. I wouldn't get married in a situation like that. I got to know that you want to be married to me. This is a me and you thing. This is a person-to-person thing. This is not just you looking to be married to someone. That's one example.
Okay. All right. Is he now officially done?
Carry on.
Okay.
You sure? No more commas?
No more commas.
All right.
The Burt Show.